Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Do you have faith that pleases God? Do you have the kind of faith that moves mountains? The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it will obey you. Many times when Jesus healed people, he told them, your faith has made you whole. And on the other hand, when he couldn't do great miracles in his hometown, the Bible says he couldn't do any great works because of their unbelief. So obviously, faith is a big deal. Faith is a crucial aspect of our walk with God. If you want your prayers answered, you must have faith. If you want to be healed of whatever sickness you may have, you need to have faith. Faith is a big deal, but it is also a very much misunderstood word and concept in Christianity. There are many people who talk about faith, and judging from the things that they say, it is clear that they really don't know what they're talking about. When I was first saved, I struggled with the concept of faith because I tried to understand what faith is. I heard people talking about faith, 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 but I didn't really know what faith meant. I used to try to figure it out because back then I didn't really know the Bible as well as I do now, and I used to just go by what I heard people saying. For example, I would see people at the altar and their eyes would be closed really tight, as if they're really deep in thought and concentration. So I thought faith was the ability to concentrate really hard. And it was a spiritual ability reserved only for the super spiritual elite Christians. And I used to think faith was like Superman trying to shoot laser from his eyes for the first time, but he couldn't do it because he didn't have faith. But one day, Superman learned to concentrate really hard and he got that laser beam out, and afterwards his whole life changed. I used to think that is what faith was like. It was like lifting a 100-pound weight. I used to hear preachers saying things like, reach out in faith. So I thought faith was something that you had to really stretch for, you know. You had to really stretch with all your might, and if you weren't tall enough, too bad, you didn't have faith. And another time I heard somebody say, join your faith with my faith and we will believe God for a miracle. So I thought faith was something that you had to pull together. And you know, if you reach out your hand and everybody reach out their hand together at the same time, all their faith would join like Power Rangers or some kind of superhero. And then the breakthrough would come. But then I started studying the Bible for myself. And I realized faith was completely different from what you read in books, from what people preach, from what people teach, from what other Christians tell you informally. What the Bible has to say about faith is what I would like to focus on. There are a lot of crucial scriptures that talk about faith, and unfortunately, our English language is so inadequate to really translate that word faith. It often just comes across as faith, believe, belief, or the opposite is unbelief or doubt. And that is too simplistic. The word faith is much more complex than that. And I could show you from the scriptures that faith is like a dice. It has six sides, or maybe even more sides, that all constitute one concept called faith. And over the next 7 or 8 sessions, I'm going to get into the Word of God. And I'm going to share what the Bible has to say about faith. I want you to get rid of everything that you heard about faith. everything that people told you about faith, everything that you read in books other than the Bible. If you want the truth, get into the Word of God. And over the next 6 or 7 or 8 sessions, we are going to look at the different scriptures that talk about faith. And at the end of this series, we are going to have a very clear, crystal, complete idea on what this thing is called faith. All right, so we're reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 8. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be thou cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. So in this case, the guy told Jesus, I know that you are able, you could do it if you are willing. So he wasn't really sure if Jesus was willing to heal him or not, but he knew for sure that Jesus was able to heal him. And the Bible says that Jesus, in this case, was willing to heal him, so he was healed. So that is the first point I would like to make about this thing called faith. Faith believes in the ability of God, even if it is not sure about the willingness of God to do something. So let me repeat that. Faith believes in God's ability, even if it is not sure about God's willingness. You hear people saying, you must have faith in God. You must never pray, Lord, if it is your will. You must always believe that it is God's will to heal you, to prosper you, whatever it is you believe in God for. Now, that kind of confidence is not required in faith. Faith does not require that you know for sure what God will do or what God wants to do. Faith only requires that you know what God is able to do, even if he may not be willing to do it in your time or ever. Faith only believes in the ability of God. These people say, you must never pray if it is your will. Well, Jesus himself prayed, Lord, if it is your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus himself taught us to pray, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The book of James, reading from verse 4, it says, Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, James 4:15, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. James is saying, when you pray and you are presumptuous and you are assuming what God will or will not do, he calls that arrogance, he calls it pride, and he calls it evil. Faith is not presumptuous to believe that God will do something that is contrary to his will. We simply do not know what God will do. But we could be fully convinced that God is able once he is willing. Let me read another scripture speaking about Abraham, who is the father of faith. The Bible says, and Abraham, in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And Romans 4:21 says, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So there is that idea again. Abraham's faith believed that God was able to do what he said he would do. Now, the verse before that, verse 20, said, Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, those of us who have actually read the Old Testament scripture regarding Abraham, we have at many times questioned this particular verse. Because we know from reading Abraham's story in the book of Genesis that Abraham was really wishy-washy. If Abraham was a member of our church, he would be the guy going up to the altar for salvation every week. He would be the guy who will annoy you with all his questions, with all his doubts and uncertainties. Abraham came across as being so wishy-washy, yet the Bible is saying he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. So all of Abraham's wishy-washiness was not unbelief. Abraham was so uncertain as to how God was going to work, he made an arrangement to help out God by having a child with Hagar. And of course, we know how that ended up. And yet the Bible is saying Abraham never wavered. So Abraham was always uncertain about how God would do it and when God would do it. But he was never uncertain about whether God was able to do what he had promised. And that, my friends, is what faith is. You do not have to try to convince yourself that God will heal you in this life, or God will heal you this week, tomorrow, or whenever you would like it. You do not have to try to convince yourself that you will win the lotto this week. No, you simply do not know how God will do something, when God will do something. And sad to say, you simply do not know if God will do something in your lifetime. There were many great men and women of God who never saw the promises of God fulfilled in their lifetime. But faith believes that God is able to do it if he said he will do it. Faith believes that God is able to do it if he is willing to do it. Are you believing God for healing? Are you believing God for some kind of miracle? Are you believing God for some kind of financial breakthrough? Then listen to what the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Whatever you're asking God for, whatever you think God could do infinitely greater. Your best prayer is limiting God, because your best prayer is asking God for something that's only a fraction of what God could actually do. Our God is able, and faith recognizes the bigness of our God. Faith magnifies God. It recognizes that anything God wants to do, he can do. Are you believing God for a financial breakthrough? Again, I am not going to tell you that if you sow a seed to me, God will bless you. And if you send something to me right now, God will bless you in 7 days. No, that is presumption. All I can tell you is that God is able to bless you. You need to seek him. You need to trust him. You need to go to God in serious prayer and fasting. God is able. He just wants you to come to him. All right? This was one aspect of faith. The message I would like to leave with you today is that faith believes in the ability of God, not necessarily the willingness of God. Over the next few sessions, we're going to talk a lot more about faith. And like I said, by the end of this, you will have such a complete picture of what faith is. Nobody could deceive you again.
Join us again for our next program. Also find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on Facebook. Go to the BibleIssues.org site, where you will find the Facebook link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at the BibleIssues.org site. Look for the Audio Sermons link. God bless, and we look forward to having you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.